Come sit with us at Berean Bible Fellowship. We're about to listen to Pastor Bruce David Bell as the Lord speaks through the truth of His Word. Come sit with us.
As we've made our way through the first 10 chapters of the book of Genesis, we have seen the beginning of many things. In fact, the word Genesis means beginning or origin. The source of all things. And so we have seen the beginning of the creation of the universe. We've seen the beginning of the creation of this world. We've seen the beginning of time. We've seen the beginning of life on this earth. And sadly, we have also seen the beginning of sin. And so we've seen the beginning of judgment and of death. But we have also seen the beginning of hope for mankind, that despite our sin, God has a plan to rescue us from our sin through the coming of a Savior who will take our sin upon Himself. And there is hope. Hope for those who will come to Him for their salvation. And as we looked at Genesis chapter 10, we have also seen the beginning of the nations of this world, how they all came into being. But as we come to chapter 11, we see why they came into being. We see the beginning of different languages of this world, a miraculous event that caused the people of this world to be scattered over the face of the earth, an event orchestrated by God Himself. So now it says in verse 1 of Genesis chapter 11. Here is how it all happened. About 100 years after the great flood wiped out the people of this world because of their sin against God, after God destroyed them all, except for Noah and his family, who escaped death by taking refuge in an ark. An ark that God had designed. At that time, the whole earth used the same language, Shafa in Hebrew. They had the same lips. They spoke in the same way so that they could understand each other. And they spoke the same words, it says, davar in Hebrew. They spoke the same group of words. They had the same vocabulary. And so there were no barriers to communication. There was no miscommunication among them. Oh boy, how could we could use that today, couldn't we? And in chapter 10, we see that they were united. Remember, we talked about a man, a leader, by the name of Nimrod, a man whose name means one who is in rebellion against God, a picture of a future day, we're told in the book of Revelation, when the people in the whole world will be united under one ruler who will be called the Antichrist. And Nimrod was somewhat like this man, this Antichrist will be. Nimrod was a great warrior. He was a killer of men. He was a man to be feared. But he was also a very persuasive man, a man that the people followed, a man who built a kingdom, who built an empire for himself. And so it says in verse 2 that it came about in the course of time As the people journeyed east, since God had told them to be fruitful and to multiply and to fill the earth, as they were on their way, they found a plain, Mikah in Hebrew, a beautiful valley in the land of Shinar in Babylon, perhaps not too far from where the Garden of Eden had been. And ignoring the instructions of God to fill the earth, we are told that they all settled there. Yashev in Hebrew. They sat down and they got comfortable and they remained there. And under the leadership of Nimrod, a man of great strength, man of great power, an ambitious man, a man who had great influence over the people, a man who was looking to make a name for himself on the earth, a man who was the great grandson of Noah. Under him, the people responded to his direction and to his leadership. And so in verse 3, they said to one another, yes, come, let us work together. Let's cooperate. Let us use our skills to make bricks. Bricks, we are told from historical documents, that had the name of a pagan idol on each brick, engraved on each brick. And let us burn them thoroughly so that they will become strong enough to be used in this construction project. And so they used brick instead of stone, and they used tar instead of mortar, building materials that I suppose were readily available to them. And they said, come, let us use our ingenuity. Let us use our engineering skills and let us build for ourselves, for our glory, a city, Er in Hebrew, a dwelling place, a place to live, a place where we can all live together, a city built by man and built for man, not built for God. And let us also build a tower, Migdal in Hebrew, a ziggurat, a tall structure with steps like a spiral staircase whose top will reach to heaven, will reach to the sky. And we're also told from historical documents that these ziggurats had a temple at the base of the tower where they offered sacrifices to pagan idols, to demons. The place they believed where gods and goddesses would come down from heaven and would ascend back up into heaven. The place they believed where they could connect with the supernatural. It was a place dedicated to false religion. And the false religion in this world, wherever it may be, can be traced back to this place in Babylon. This is the beginning, the origin of false religion. The place, it is believed, where astrology first began. And in their pride, and in their defiance of God, they said, let us make for ourselves a name. Shem in Hebrew, let us make a great name for ourselves, a name of preeminence so that we will shine like the stars of heaven. Otherwise, we will be scattered abroad and dispersed over the face of the earth in obscurity. And this was their cry. Our way is better than God's way. That sounds familiar. It should, because it is still the cry of many people today. And they reasoned, there is strength in numbers. So let us unite. Let us be as one. They chose the way of rebellion, didn't they? Rather than the way of God. And they said in their hearts, God wants us to go, but we want to stay. Their minds were made up. They were influenced by the thinking of this world. They were influenced by the enemy of our souls. Don't you think he had a part in this? And so it says in verse 5, the Lord himself came down from heaven to see this city and to see this tower which the sons of men had built. This was not just a watchtower, because there were no enemies outside of the city to watch for. Everyone was inside of the city. This was the beginning of false religion. And so the Lord said, behold, verse 6, Han in Hebrew, look and see. They are one people. They are all united in their disobedience. They all have the same language. So they are all heading in the same direction, but they're heading in the wrong direction. And this is what they have begun to do. Hallel in Hebrew. They are defiling the earth. They are polluting themselves. And they are profaning the name of God. And now nothing which they purpose to do, zamem in Hebrew, all of their plots, all of their schemes will show no restraint. Nothing will stop them in their wickedness. Nothing of evil will be impossible for them to do. So in his love and in his grace and in his long suffering, the Lord said, come, let us go down to the earth and deal with this situation. He is one God manifested in three persons. And under his watchful eye, under the watchful eye of God, the wicked may prosper for a time, but they will not prosper forever. But rather than destroy them, in his mercy, and according to his word, according to his promise, not to destroy the people of this earth again with a flood, God said, let us confuse their language. Balel in Hebrew. Let us mix their words together in confusion so that they cannot understand one another's speech. Shameh in Hebrew. They will hear one another, but they will not be able to comprehend one another. One minute they were having a conversation in the marketplace, buying fruit. The next minute they couldn't even understand the person next to them, what that person was saying. And so they found those that they could understand, and they banded together. And so at that point, it says in verse 8, the Lord scattered them abroad from there into groups. according to those who had a common language. And he dispersed them over the face of the whole earth. And if you will remember, these were his instructions anyway, from the beginning. And so, we're told, they stopped building the building. They stopped building the city. Everything shut down. I suppose they knew that they had displeased the Lord. Therefore, it says in verse 9, the name of that city was called Babel, Bavel in Hebrew, later to be named Babylon, a name which means confusion, because it was there that the Lord confused the language of the whole earth because of their sin. And from there, the Lord scattered them abroad over the face of the whole earth. But think about this. As they went their way, they took their sin with them. They took their rebellion with them. They took their false religion with them as well, and they spread it over the entire earth. This is how it happened. And the result of this is what we see today. How quickly they forgot the judgment of God in the flood. It's only 100 years. Many were still alive who heard the words of Noah. He was still alive. He knew firsthand what happened. How quickly they returned to their evil ways, the ways of those who had come before them. Hasn't changed much today, has it? The plan of God was that the people should fill the earth. That was his plan. But that was not their desire. That wasn't the desire of the people. They chose to listen to themselves. They chose to listen to other people rather than to listen to God. And they preferred idolatry instead of true worship. The true worship of the one true God. And so, think about this. What they would not do in obedience to God, they would do under the judgment of God. As we're told in Proverbs 10:24, where it says, what the wicked fears will come upon him. Now, those are words to think about, aren't they? And someday, it says in Philippians chapter 2, those words will come to pass. Because it says there, every knee will bow before the Lord Jesus Christ, either to worship him or to be removed from his presence forever. Don't be deceived. Now is the time to make that decision to come to Christ before it is too late. Just ask the people of Babel. They'll tell you. Well, that is, if you can understand what they're saying to you.
You've been listening to Bruce David Bell, pastor of Berean Bible Fellowship. If the Lord has ministered to you through this message and you would like more information, then visit us on the web at bbfva.org.